Hi, good all, and welcome to a brand new history podcast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Elsa. Thank you for joining us on the first step of our project.
Yes, welcome to everyone, Swedes and non-Swedes, especially non-Swedes, to a flat pack history of Sweden. We're going to embark on a lengthy but hopefully fun and educational journey throughout Swedish history, revealing all the interesting stories and plenty of fun facts as we go.
Yeah, the aim is to chronologically wade through all the periods of Swedish history, starting from prehistory and ending up with the modern day. Whether you have no knowledge of Swedish history or you can somehow name all the Swedish monarchs in order, hint, I definitely can't, by the way, this will hopefully be both fun and interesting.
And I can confirm that there will be Vikings.
Indeed, there will be Vikings. And there will be a nation expanding and shrinking. There will be legal reforms and religious conflicts. There will be powerful queens and kings. There'll be kings being poisoned by yellow pea soup. Kings eating themselves to death. Kings being shot in the mist. Kings being shot at the opera. Basically, a lot of kings dying in somewhat unusual ways throughout Swedish history.
Yeah, and I guess once you actually get to really modern day history, that becomes prime ministers being shot.
Indeed.
Not necessarily in the mist, but in various places. But yes, we're going to tackle a broad swathe of history, not focusing on any particular topic apart from the events in the time period that we reach in each episode. So I can imagine that once we get our teeth into something, we could quite easily have whole episodes on certain figures or events as they develop. Mamma mia.
Wow. Was that a forced ABBA reference already? Wow. Anyway, we certainly aren't ruling anything out, apart from the fact that as great as podcasts such as Rex Factor or Totalus Rankium are, unlike them, we won't be focusing on the monarchs or the emperors or the prime ministers.
Yeah, or just focusing on looking at everything.
Exactly. There's plenty of Swedish history out there from all sections of society. I'm happy to say that wherever we can, we are going to highlight the role of women on our journey, not just the powerful and interesting men who dominate the sources. Although I'm sure that might be a bit difficult in the earlier episodes.
Ah, that doesn't mean we can't try, though. There must be plenty of badass Viking queens or shield maidens out there and all the kind of fighting and all that dramatic political stuff that's going on in the early history as well. But yeah, I guess why Swedish history, you might ask? Well, they always say write, or in this case, record what you want to listen to yourself. So there are quite a few decent Swedish history podcasts out there. I know you listen to a few yourself, also.
Yeah, definitely. There are great ones out there. My personal favourite, Historiepodden, with Robin and Daniel, for example. It's great fun, and they're very accessible in their style. Then there's P3 Historia, which is made by the Swedish Public Service Radio, I should say. Yes, sir. But these pick specific topics to talk about each week and include not just Swedish history, but world history. And most importantly, the major difference between these podcasts and ours, as you might have already been able to tell, is that they are in Swedish.
Yes, and so our goal, part of our goal, is to try and open up this amazing story to the English-speaking world. And as far as we can tell, there isn't a chronological history of Sweden out there in any language, in podcast form. So why not bring it all together in English and use this great worldwide language that a lot of us share, while still bringing together that Swedish source material, Swedish history, and all the fun that comes along with it.
And not that we have anything against any Scandinavian listeners. You are all very much welcome to listen, indeed, even though this is in English. In fact, should I just say a brief welcome to them?
Yeah, go for it.
So, välkommen till podcasten Svensk historia i byggsats, eller som vi har valt att kalla den på engelska, A Flat Pack History of Sweden. Fortsätt gärna att lyssna, och om du skulle vilja att vi gjorde något avsnitt på svenska, så hör av dig så ska vi se vad vi kan få till.
Tack. Men back to the idea for our podcast. So the idea would be that with our episodes, or steps, as you could say, you should be able to put together your own flat pack history of Sweden. But as always, with any flat pack furniture or ideas, it really does help if you get it in the right order.
Oh, that is a must. You might want to skip straight to the Vikings, or in my case, straight to 19th century history, which is my particular favourite. But you can't do that. If you do that with any flat pack, your knowledge of Swedish history will most definitely not be able to stand up to any scrutiny and fall apart with a slight nudge.
But yes, most definitely. I think the listeners are also going to be interested in a little more detail about exactly what we're going to be covering in our episodes. So we just have a few ideas. I'm sure you'll be happy to find out. We won't just be winging it every week, making it up as we go along.
Even though that's what it might sound like. There is a plan. As we've mentioned, it's going to be a chronological history of Sweden and not just focusing on monarchs or leaders. Each episode will cover an arbitrary period. Some, I'm sure, will be much longer than others. I can imagine that now, the first few episodes, we will cover a good few thousand years of sort of background history before we start delving properly into the story of a formation of a Swedish state. And after that, we're going to spend as much time as we feel is necessary on each period, really. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be loads of fun and with lots of fun facts. And we're also going to look to start each episode with a Swedish phrase. So we are going to translate those and explain any origins, if there are any specific origins for where the phrases come from. Because after all, if you can begin to understand in just a tiny way the language of a place or a country, that definitely helps you to delve deeper into the people's psyche and understand the history a bit more.
So there'll be a Swedish phrase to start off with, to do a bit of language, and then we get into the history. We'll probably end or start with a recap of important people who've died or lost power in certain periods, maybe throwing in a map update or a reference to what's going on elsewhere in the world at that point in time. It can be hard to comprehend the changing territories and personalities later on. Also, if we bump into anyone or anything particularly interesting, as we said, we might end the episode with a bit of a deeper dive into that subject.
Yeah, so example, we could have a special episode on the Varangian Guard, specific kings or queens who turn up, maybe Queen Christina, people like that.
Yeah, these might end up being special episodes or their own longer narrative in an episode, depending on how much we feel like we need to say or if we need to expand on a few things. We will also see if it works having a few interviews with Swedish historians or history professors of any kind. And also that brings me to a shout out. If you are a professor or expert in Swedish history or any particular period in history that we cover, get in touch. We'd love to have you on board.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who know a lot more than us. But
yeah, I'm very confident that there are a lot of people out there that know a lot more than we do. That's a statement that I'm willing to make right away.
Yeah, but that's good. But this isn't supposed to be some sort of PhD thesis or anything like that. It's accessible history to anybody who would like to listen to it. And of course, there's lots of overlapping history with a European country like Sweden. There's lots of border changes and everything all throughout history. So there's Sweden, Norway, Finland, Denmark, all taking people's land and power and resources all throughout the history. So I know in particular, we're going to have a lot of history in common with Finland. So that's going to be something to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Our Finnish brothers are a large part of our history. We've also got Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Northern Germany and Poland, who've all been occupied by Swedish troops at various periods of history or were considered part of Sweden proper.
But that's exactly why I like learning about all this sort of stuff and trying to put it into a podcast form for people to listen to. It's all about identity and culture and language mixed up through wars and marriages, alliances, politics. I can't wait to get our teeth into it. So it's going to take a while, but we do get to the Vikings earlier on.
Yeah, Chris can't wait for the Vikings. We are going to try to release an episode every other week. You know, work and other things outside of podcasting permitting. That is the plan, an episode every other week.
Yes, and we'll see how that takes us, but that's definitely the plan for now. But I guess before we end this very brief introduction to the topic, should we briefly introduce Sweden?
I think that's a very good idea, because it is a small country on the sort of very top tip of a world map. Not everyone might not be familiar with it.
Yeah, okay. So, well, Sweden is in Scandinavia. It's a Nordic constitutional monarchy sandwiched between Norway, Finland, and a bit of the Baltic Sea. And if you're in the southwest of Sweden, you can see Denmark, but there isn't a shared land border unless you count the bridge of television murder fame. You also have the water between Sweden and Norway, which is called the Skagerrak, and you have the sea between Denmark and Sweden, which is called the Kattegat. They both come up in sort of Viking sagas and all that kind of stuff a fair bit. So we'll look forward to speaking about those a bit later on.
Now, there's a bit of debate about what exactly is Scandinavia. It's something you'll hear us talk about a lot, and you hear it in general. So Scandinavia is commonly known as Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Now, if you add Iceland and Finland and the Faroe Islands to that, you get the Nordic countries. So hopefully that isn't too complicated. We'll get into the origin of both these terms, both Nordic countries and Scandinavia, much later in history. But back to Sweden. It has a population of 10 million people. It's 410,000 square kilometers big, and it's a constitutional monarchy. Our king, Carl Gustav XVI, well, spoiler, he isn't actually the 16th Carl. It has to do with a bizarre naming tradition of Swedish monarchs, but again, we'll get to that later. And our current prime minister is the Social Democrat, Stefan Löfven. We're in the EU, but not in the Eurozone, nor in NATO. And Sweden, far from being perhaps what the stereotype might tell you, a country of blonde Vikings, it's actually a place where around one third of the population have at least one parent that was born abroad.
Yeah, so there's so much to talk about once we get to sort of more of a modern day period. But that picture of Sweden that we have today is all built up throughout history from all the various episodes that we're going to be sharing with you. So it all comes to create the country that we have today. Yeah. But so there's so much to talk about now and in the future episodes, so we don't really want to bombard you with any more statistics about modern day Sweden. But something key to mention is the fact that during this podcast, we will mention the Swedes a fair amount. However, Sweden is also home in the modern day and all throughout history to a large community of indigenous people called the Sami. And they've lived in what is now northern Sweden for over 5,000 years. So they've lived there longer than pretty much anyone else. And they even have their own parliament now, which is great.
Yeah, and in common with almost any country with an indigenous population, there have been some dark times in the relations between groups in the country. We won't shy away from that and the treatment of Samis by Swedes during history. Whilst things aren't perfect at the moment, there is indeed a Sami parliament, like Chris mentioned, which opened in 1993. And we will no doubt have reason to come back to Sami culture and history in the podcast. And if there are any listeners that have a special interest in that, please do let us know. Or if you yourself know a lot about Sami history, then we would love to be enlightened by you.
Yes, so there's all of that to look into and something certainly to keep a pin on and in the back of your mind when we're talking about everything that's going on in Swedish history, and we'll drop back into it as and when we come to it. So that's really a rough background into Sweden today, what to look out for in the podcast as we start this journey with you all. Yeah. And we should be releasing our first episode in February 2020. So look out for that very soon, very soon. So yeah. We're all very excited. And that should be step one, the beginning, or something slightly less dramatic than that.
Or the beginning of our flat pack history of Sweden. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at Flat Pack Sweden and download us on Podbeans, iTunes, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yes, and if you, for some reason, can't find it on anything, let us know. We'll go digging, but it should be all there ready and waiting for you once you've listened to this episode, because you wouldn't have been able to download it otherwise. And we're working on a Facebook page, so we'll let you share details with that with you in the future.
We'll keep you updated. And until next time, as we say in Swedish, hej då!
Goodbye.